The nation's largest association of pediatricians is recommending parents read to their children starting at birth. Research by Seattle area scientists suggests kids can benefit from hearing lots of language right from day one or even earlier. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains.
Most kids don't start talking until they're at least a year old. So why is the American Academy of Pediatrics saying story time should start at birth? Sarah Roseberry Lytle is the outreach director for the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences. She says her lab has found spoken communications enrich a baby's developing brain right from the beginning.
Even before children are actually speaking, when children are listening to other people speak to them and when they're hearing language, their speaking area of the brain is already lighting up.
The push by the pediatricians, along with the Clinton Global Initiative and others, is partly aimed at bridging disparities between rich and poor children. Here's Pacific Lutheran University psychologist Christine Moon.
There are documented brain differences by about 9 months of age. One of the things that might be different is the amount of back and forth social interaction.
Moon and her UW counterparts have even found a fetus in its third trimester can hear and discern words. So could it be that birth isn't soon enough to read to your kids?
We would say that it's never too early to start.
Roseberry Lytle isn't really saying you have to read to your fetus, but it's clear the groundwork for literacy starts even before day one. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.